teen killed in crash. I'm Jeremy Scott. An 18-year-old Warsaw man is dead following a one-vehicle accident yesterday afternoon in Oxford Township. It took place about a quarter after 3 along Oxford Township Road 256 when 18-year-old Timothy Crosby of Warsaw was westbound on 256 when he lost control while going around a curve. He went off the left side of the roadway into a ditch and then struck an embankment, causing his vehicle to overturn. He sustained serious injuries in the crash and was pronounced dead at the scene by Coshocton County Coroner Dr. Doug Verosco. Two juvenile passengers the vehicle sustained non-life-threatening injuries. They were taken to Coshocton Regional by Coshocton County EMS. An Akron man sustained what appear to be serious injuries following a motorcycle accident last night. It took place about 11 minutes after 7 in the 14,000 block of State Route 93 in Linton Township. 42-year-old Robert Stearns was northbound on State Route 93 on his Harley when he went over a rough patch of roadway and lost control. He went off the left side of the roadway over an embankment and hit a fence. The motorcycle overturned over the fence before coming to a rest as Stearns was thrown from the bike. He was taken to Coshocton Regional Medical Center by squad for his injuries. Those are two of three accidents from yesterday's Coshocton County Sheriff's Office report. The third, a Jason Walker of Coshocton reported a hit-skip accident while his vehicle was parked in the 1600 block of Walnut Street. Two complaints, Alexandra Gertz of Coshocton was arrested for aggravated disorderly at a residence in the 700 block of Otsego Avenue in Coshocton, and Katasha Bells of Coshocton reported animal abuse. As for Saturday, two Kilbuck women are okay. However, one is behind bars following an early morning accident that took place just after 1 o'clock on County Road 132 in Monroe Township, just near the county line. 40-year-old Robin Villers of Kilbuck was southbound when she went off the left side of the roadway and hit an embankment. 19-year-old Patricia Villers, also of Kilbuck, was a passenger in the vehicle. However, both ladies reported no injuries. Robin Villers, though, was arrested and cited for OVI and failure to control. Complaints, Amanda Weidger of Coshocton was arrested and charged with obstructing official duties. A female reported a domestic violence incident in her residence in the 800 block of Main Street in Coshocton. Raymond Dillon was stopped and cited for driving under suspension, and an overdose occurred at a residence in the 200 block of North 2nd Street. West Lafayette Police Department, from yesterday at 3:14 p.m., an officer assisted Coshocton County Sheriff's deputies at the scene of an accident with injuries. That accident occurred in the 57,000 block of Township Road 256. At 3:54 p.m., an officer was dispatched to the 57,000 block of County Road 5 in reference to a burglary in progress call. That turned out to be a civil matter between a property owner and the tenant. And at 5:19 p.m., an officer was dispatched to the previous scene in the 57,000 block of County Road 5 to assist Coshocton County Sheriff's deputies because the civil matter turned into a fight between the property owner and the tenant. One person was arrested and taken to Coshocton County Jail. As for Saturday and the West Lafayette Police Department, 12:22 a.m., an officer assisted Coshocton County Sheriff's deputies on a traffic stop at the intersection of East Main and South Gay. At 1:04 p.m., an officer responded to a parking complaint in the 300 block of South Plainfield.
Take a trip down memory lane.
Turned out the driver was just unloading and moved pretty swiftly. At 7:41 p.m., an officer initiated a traffic stop at the intersection of County Road 16 and Township Road 1203. The driver was issued a warning for speed. The hot-button issue in America right now, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, which seems imminent following that leaked Politico report. What do local residents think of the likely overturning? Well, they're split, about 50-50. 48% say they're against overturning it entirely, supporting a woman's right to choose. 39% they say they are for overturning it, but believe there needs to be a provision for victims of rape and incest. The other 13% say they're for overturning it and don't believe there needs to be any such provision. As we turn our attention to this week's WTNS Question of the Week, recent controversy has emerged over the name White Woman Street in Roscoe Village. However, Coshocton City Council recently said the name would not change. What is your opinion of this? Let us know at mywtnsradio.com starting later this morning. The city of Coshocton is cracking down on nuisance properties. The sheriff's office just last week alone issued 6 tall grass and weed warnings and a junk notice. Property code investigator Jeff Corder calls the redding up a work in progress.
We'll be doing this all summer long. Grass gets high. People neglect their lawns. The junk is laying around. We're moving through and making a real concerted effort going neighborhood by neighborhood to get things cleaned up.
Landscape and junk warnings give a property owner 15 days from issuance to remedy whichever nuisance they are guilty of. After 15 days, the city can send in a crew to do the mowing or disposal at a cost of $100 for the first hour, $50 per employee for each subsequent hour, and a $50 administrative fee on top. There can be court-imposed fines and for repeat offenders, even jail time. And shakeups are happening atop the elementary schools around the Riverview Local School District. After 34 years in education, seven of which have been spent in Riverview, Warsaw principal Beth Hammersley is retiring. To replace Hammersley, Keene principal Tracy Heron will take the principal's job at Warsaw. Meanwhile, the vacancy left at Keene by Heron will be filled with a familiar face. 12-year Keene principal Jerry Olinger has been lured out of retirement. He served as principal from 2001 through 2013. Olinger will work on a 123-day deal. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, 60 degrees currently in Coshocton, and good morning to you. It is time for the Communication Lines program, and I am your host, Mike Bechtel. We'll be here until 11 o'clock this morning. We are going to have some open phone lines during our second hour today, and my gosh, is there ever a lot of things to talk about. Our question of the week had to do with Roe versus Wade. We can talk about that. This week's question of the week has to do with White Woman Street in Roscoe Village, so we've got that to talk about. Shootings over the weekend, so a lot of unpleasant things going on in the world today. We've got sports and the Cleveland Guardians. Well, they got beat yesterday. The Cincinnati Reds, the good news is their pitchers did not give up a single hit yesterday. The bad news is they lost. Eight-inning no-hitter. Doesn't officially count as a no-hitter, and they lost 1-0. To Pittsburgh. They gave up five walks, though, and that was eventually their undoing. So those are just some things that we can talk about. The city is getting serious about tall grass and nuisance properties, so those are some things. Jot down a few notes and give me a call after the 10 o'clock news this morning. And joining us here in the studio to kick off our program today, Barb Wilson and Mona Hare, and they are here from Community Hospice. And a golf outing, an event that is coming up May the 26th at River Greens with a 1 p.m. shotgun start. We'll have all the details about how you can get involved and what all is going to happen that day. Want to talk a little bit about the hospice to begin with. Good morning, Barb, Mona. Thank you for being here today.
Good morning. Thank you for having us, Mike.
Well, we'll get to the details of the golf outing here in just a moment. But Mona, can you give us a little bit of background as to why we're doing this to begin with?
Well, thank you for having us. We're so excited to be here. This is our second annual Spring Swing Golf Outing, and the proceeds from the outing benefit patient care for Community Hospice. As you probably know, we're your nonprofit hospice in Coshocton, and we don't turn any patients away regardless of their ability to pay. And while we know that Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance do cover hospice care, there are those who do not have any of those things, or people who have exhausted all of their means. Well, the funds that we raise through this golf outing go to support that patient care.
How long has Community Hospice been a part of our community?
Well, we have been officially a part of your community for the last 5 years, but we worked in conjunction for a long time with Hospice of Coshocton, mm-hmm. which was your nonprofit. And we said we often say we cut our teeth at the same time because both organizations were they came about around the same time. I think they were right around 1986, which is when we started. So recognizing in this region the need for nonprofit hospice care, we've been serving a long time side by side, and we've been in your community for the last 5 years as Community Hospice.
Mona, can you share a little bit about the services that that you provide? Is it exclusively hospice care?
Well, it is hospice care. It's palliative care as well. And there again, that palliative care is not funded, so that allows us to take care of those patients. Also, things like bereavement. You know, we provide bereavement counseling for our patients and their families. I like to say, you know, our mission is to honor life by providing peace, hope, and compassion to those we serve. When we think of those we serve, it's not only our patients, but it's their families. And those bereavement services help to do that.
Hospice care is a concept that is relatively new to our society, maybe a generation or two. Can you share a little bit about why hospice care is so important, especially when compared to other alternatives?
Well, someone once said to me, they said, you know, hospice care allows families to be family, because our experts come in and they come alongside the family to take care of that patient at the end of life. And we do believe that the end of life should be honored and is equally as important as the beginning of life. And so we want those folks who are facing a life-limiting illness to have the funds they need, the care they need to take care of themselves, but also their family members. A family member, we're not, as family, dealing with an ill person. We don't necessarily know what to expect next. The medications, we're not experts with those things. Well, our trained clinical staff, they are experts in dealing with this. They can not only take care of the patient, providing symptom management, but they can also help the family to know what to expect next.
How many are on the staff at Community Hospital?
Well, we are a regional organization, as we mentioned. We're in 5 counties. We have over 150 staff members in all of those counties, and I hate to say it, but I don't know specifically how many are in Coshocton.
Okay. just for perspective, about how many folks are on hospice care through community hospice at any given time?
At any given time, it can range from 150 to, it's been as high as 250 or 275.
And that would be over the 5-county area?
Mm-hmm, yes.
What are the other 4 counties?
The other 4 counties that we have offices in are Carrollton, Stark County, Tuscarawas County, and Columbiana County.
Okay. All right. What else would you like to share with us about community hospice before we get into the details of the golf outing?
Well, something special is we have the Truman House, which is located in New Philadelphia. We are coming upon our 10-year anniversary of taking care of patients in the inpatient unit there. And there again, our patients in Coshocton do have access to the Truman House as well. And it's a 12-bed facility that often provides symptom management or respite care for families.
Is that a hospice facility then
when it
can't be done in the home?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oftentimes, most patients, because we're community-based, most patients want to be in their homes, and that has been proven. So we treat most of them in their homes or in the facility they might be in. But sometimes in the homes, they need more care. They need some symptom management. Well, they have access to the Truman House to provide that.
When your staff consults with a patient, consults with their family, and then ultimately comes into their home, what happens? What all do they do?
Well, they're going to, first of all, I always encourage people, if most people say, I wish I would have called hospice sooner. So I always encourage people, if you are thinking along those lines, don't be afraid of it. Call and talk to our admissions staff. They're very well trained. They're going to help you determine if palliative care or hospice care is right for your family, and then they will guide you through those steps. You know, for myself, I'm not a clinical person. I'm an events person. And so I will say I don't know as much about some of those things when it comes to the details, but I do work alongside these experts, and I would even call them heroes in their field. I work alongside these people who will help the patients and their families.
Do they work alongside family doctors or other medical professionals that the family might be used to or accustomed to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, it takes not only our medical director, but also the family doctor to recommend hospice care.
All right. Mona, what else would you like to tell us about community hospice before we get to the fun stuff here?
Well, we're excited about our golf outing. We're grateful to be in your community. Our office is located over on 4th Street, and so you have access to that. If you have questions, please stop in there. You can call the number, and they will help you as well.
That is Mona Hare, the fundraising and events coordinator from a community hospice. The golf outing coming up May the 26th at River Greens with a 1 p.m. shotgun start. We'll have all the details of the golf outing right after this.
Are you thinking of any home improvements this spring? Wilson Carpet and Furniture has select styles of Dreamweaver carpet up to $1 off per square yard, or choose from one of Cortex luxury vinyl tile or planks, which are 100% waterproof, kid-proof, and pet-proof. And don't forget your windows. We have the perfect window dressing, Graber Blinds. You can choose from a large variety of quality custom-made window coverings. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. Back in 2006, I was selling Coshocton and Muskingum County land for roughly $2,000 an acre. Today, I'm selling Coshocton and Muskingum County land for $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 an acre, and in a few cases, even higher. In just 15 years, landowners have seen a huge jump in value and demand. If you have money to invest, land ownership is not only profitable, it can be a very satisfying way to maximize your dollars. So if you are in the market for land, just give me a call, 740-502-3074. And remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
We all have 206 things in common. Our bones keep us up and moving. And Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital orthopedic specialists care about every single one of them. From the tip of your finger to a brand new hip, our orthopedic experts will keep you moving. For every bone and every breakthrough, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital. Don't delay. Visit unionhospital.org/ortho.
Call Jeffter and Ford Sportsline at 623-9867. Hi, I'm Jamie Rice. Join us for our Memorial Day sale with $2,500 minimum for your trade-in during the month of May. Only at Jeffter and Ford.
For all your pressure washing related needs in Coshocton, Ohio and surrounding area, choose AW Pressure Washing. Get an estimate today from AW Pressure Washing. Call or text 740-610-1527. That's 740-610-1527.
Cloudy skies with numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this morning, but sun's going to come out. Mostly sunny this afternoon with highs in the lower 70s. Chance of rain, 70%. For tonight, mainly clear. Lows in the lower 50s. And for tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the lower 70s. So some rain and clouds and wet stuff this morning. It's going to be nice for the afternoon and tomorrow as well. This Lost and Found Pet information is brought to you by A1 Vet Care. A male black Great Dane with no collar nor tags was lost in the State Route 83 area near Lake Park. Phone number is 740-622-1146 or 740-260-2636. This lost and found pet information was brought to you by A1 Vet Care. And we have this word from the County Engineer's Office. County Road 24 in Bethlehem Township will be closed today until about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Between Township Road 45 and County Road 28, while the crews perform tree removal. It is 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. We are back once again with Mona Sayre and Barb Wilson from the from Community Hospice. And good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Mike.
What's your involvement with Community Hospice?
Well, it started out I was a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've become on the fundraising committee.
Okay. And as a volunteer, oftentimes when folks volunteer for hospice, maybe they had a family member or an experience with hospice. Was that the case with you?
Yes.
Okay. And you realize just what a valuable service it provides.
I would recommend anyone to hospice, mm-hmm. what they can do. It's not the old saying, it's, you know, death.
Mm-hmm.
They can do wonderful things to help the patient and the family.
And so, you know, with your experiences as a volunteer and with hospice, what's some of the feedback that you have gotten from families or just personal reward and being a part of it, of the positive things that community hospice does?
Well, I think the family is very thankful to have someone there to maybe relieve them if they have to run an errand. As a volunteer, you could sit with the patient. And you're just there as a sounding board for them, too.
The community hospice, as Mona pointed out, this is money is not intended to be a barrier for people that can use the services, and that's where these fundraisers come in.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the May 26th community hospice golf outing at River Greens.
Okay, well, first I want to acknowledge the whole sponsors that we have for this outing. We have A.D. Berry Heating and Cooling. We have MFM Building, McWayne Ductile, Coshocton Elks, and Park National. They will have signs designated around the golf course as our whole sponsors.
Okay.
And we appreciate them and thank them very much for helping this good cause.
You going to play 9 holes or 18 holes?
18?
18, okay.
I'm not a golfer, so
well,
I don't know.
Okay, well, they've got 27 at River Range. So, all right, and it's 1 o'clock shotgun start, May the 26th. Can you give us some more details? If somebody would like to, do you still have room for more teams?
Yes, we do. Okay. Registration begins at 11:30 at River Greens.
Okay.
After registration, they will be given a little lunch bag for them to take out on the course. I was going to say it's $300 for a 4-man team and an extra $40 if they want to play the skins game. And this year we're trying a 50-50 drawing. We've not done that before. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay. You said you're not a golfer. Are you selling mulligans or any other games that are going on there? Mona?
Yes. I'm sorry, Barb. Please go ahead.
Mona was not a yes when I asked about the mulligan. So.
Well, we do have on-course games like closest to the pin, longest drive. We are going to have an additional fundraising game. We're going to bet on yourself. It's going to hit the green, double the green on a par three. So basically for the golfer, he's going to come up to the tee box and we're going to have a lovely volunteer helping that's going to, for a small fee, you can say, I can hit that green in one shot. And so we're going to watch that. If you hit the green, you can double your money and make a little bit. And, of course, if you miss, well, that all goes to community hospice.
You lose.
Okay. You lose and community hospice wins. Are there prizes or trophies or anything for all those?
There will be prizes. There will be gift cards for the closest to the pins. We were going to do both men's and women's and for the longest drive as well.
Okay. Barb, you mentioned registration starts at 11:30, but should you call? Should you register ahead of time so you know how many are coming?
It would be nice. Okay. But, yes, if someone wants to show up, we can take them that day.
Okay. All right. So it's May the 26th at River Greens. What else, Barb, would you like to share with us about the golf outing?
We just like to see more teams out there and play.
And can I give you a phone number?
Absolutely.
So if they do want to come that day and they might not be able to get payment in ahead of time, I'm going to give you my cell phone number. This is Mona again. It's 330-663-6490. So they can just call me and let me know they're coming that day, and we'll have them down and plan on them.
330-663-6490.
Yes, thank you.
All right, very good. And that is the number for Mona Sayre. If you would like to get involved, she is the fundraising and events coordinator. Is that all you do? You raise you have a lot of different fundraisers?
We do. We have fundraisers in each county. And as I said to you on the break, I have the best job in the world because I get to work with volunteers. Your committees, which Barb leads for us down here in Coshocton, who just want to give back. They've either experienced the benefits of hospice care, or they've been blessed and they want to give back because they recognize the need for a nonprofit hospice in their community.
So, what other fundraisers do you have? Do you have golf outings in the other four counties as well?
We do not. We have a different because it depends on what the fundraising committee in that county would like to do. So, we've done everything. Of course, as you know, we've all been affected by COVID. A couple of our fundraisers in other counties were virtual events last year. We are getting back more into in-person events here now, and we're so excited about that. One of the reasons we decided to do the golf outing was because it was an outdoor event. And last year, because of COVID, it's a safer event to do. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to be cognizant of that, and we're excited. All we need is beautiful weather and a good field of teams, and we're going to have a great day.
And you said this is the second annual. Did you have the first annual last year in the midst of all this? Okay.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Because it was outdoors. Mm-hmm. When we had our first fundraiser, we had a casino night. Well attended. Everybody had a great time. We were planning for the second one, and COVID hit. Mm-hmm. And so we had to kind of cancel that.
Okay, but throughout COVID or not, the demand, the need for hospice continues.
Yes, and I think that's one thing that we're really, really proud of, too, is, yes, COVID affected everybody, but we can tell you that it did not affect patient care. You know, that those families who still needed it in the Coshocton community were able to get that care. So we're really pleased about that, and we're looking forward to the future.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be back around one more time with Mona Sayer and Barb Wilson from a Community Hospice right after these words.
Keep your vehicle on the road with new tires or mechanical work from Shriver Tire Service. Take advantage of these rebates at Shriver Tire Service. Purchase 4 qualifying Kumho tires and receive up to a $100 instant rebate. Purchase 4 qualifying Nexen tires and receive up to a $140 instant rebate. Shriver Tire offers new tires for passenger, truck, and farm vehicles, as well as light mechanical work. Custom wheels are now available, as well as financing. Again, now through the end of the month, receive instant rebates when you purchase 4 qualifying Kumho or Nexen tires. For more information, stop by 2171 Otsego Avenue or give them a call at 622-6989.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
At College Park Home Care, we provide one-on-one health care in the comfort of your home. Whether it's health assessments, medication teaching, or wound care, pain management, or physical therapy, our highly trained and dependable staff deliver health care services customized to you. At College Park Home Care, we work closely with your health care provider to provide maximum recovery in minimum time. To learn more about College Park Home Care, call us at 740-623-4607.
This look at the weather is brought to you by Carol Goff & Associates Real Estate. When you consider a real estate transaction, buying or selling, you deserve personal and professional service. Don't risk your largest asset to just anyone. At Carol Goff & Associates, they are big enough to serve you, but small enough to care. Stop by their office at 404 North 2nd Street in Coshocton or call them at 622-SOLD.
Cloudy with numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this morning, then a mostly sunny this afternoon, highs in the lower 70s. Chance of rain is 70% for tonight, mainly clear. Lows in the lower 50s, and for tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the lower 70s. 60 degrees currently in Coshocton. Community Hospice golf outing coming up May the 26th at River Greens with a 1 p.m. Shotgun start to help raise money for Community Hospice, who has touched many families here in Coshocton County and in their five-county region. Barb, Mona, what else would you like to touch on before we call it a morning?
The only thing I would suggest is, if anyone wants a team, if they would at least call Mona to give account, because we do have to turn in the teams to River Green so they know what to prepare for. Mm-hmm. And again, I want to thank the whole sponsors, A.D. Berry Heating and Cooling, MFM Building, McWayne Ductile, Coshocton Elks, and Park National. Registration is at 11:30. It's just a fun time, and you meet a lot of new people.
Mm-hmm.
There's new golfers. It's just fun to intermingle with all the people.
And let's face it, golfers at this time of year, once the weather gets nice, they're mm-hmm. excited. They're ready to get out there. Many are going golfing on Thursday anyway. Come over, you can enjoy a round of golf, and you can support a good cause.
I don't know if we mentioned the registration fee.
What? Oh, you mean the the team fee was $300 for a team.
Okay.
That also includes those games, with the exception of the bet on yourself game and the skins game.
Skins.
But all the other stuff is included in that.
Okay.
And you also get a buffet dinner after,
mm-hmm.
after the golf.
Okay, so make a day out of it. It'll be lots of fun raising some money for a great cause, Community Hospice. Anything else before we wrap up today? Thank you both for being with us. That is Barb Wilson and Mona Sayer from Community Hospice. Again, the golf outing May the 26th at River Greens with a 1 p.m. shotgun start. They do ask that you call ahead of time to register. Let them know that you are coming. Again, Mona's phone number, 330-663-6490. That's 330-663-6490. But if you do show up at 11:30 that day, they're not going to turn you away. It is 9:30. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Keep your vehicle on the road with new tires or mechanical work from Shriver Tire Service. Take advantage of these rebates at Shriver Tire Service. Purchase four qualifying Kumho tires and receive up to a $100 instant rebate. Purchase four qualifying Nexen tires and receive up to a $140 instant rebate. Shriver Tire offers new tires for passenger, truck, and farm vehicles, as well as light mechanical work. Custom wheels are now available, as well as financing. Again, now through the end of the month, receive instant rebates when you purchase four qualifying Kumho or Nexen tires. For more information, stop by 2171 Otsego Avenue or give them a call at 622-6989.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Are you caring for a parent or other family member at home? College Park Home Care knows how overwhelming and stressful that can be. But you're not alone. College Park Home Care can help assure your loved one stays at home and still receives the personalized professional care they deserve. We help patients with medication or therapy regimens, with wound or catheter care, and much more. We focus on your individual needs, and we can help as much or as little as you and your doctor prefer. To learn more about our services at College Park Home Care, call us at 740-623-4607.
Do you or any of your family members, neighbors, or friends own a property that you just want to be done with it? If so, call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you to take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. Call 614-470-2000. That's 614-470-2000.
This is Doug Ute, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. High school coaches can be the biggest influence on kids having a positive experience in sports. Sports set the foundation for life lessons that remain long after playing days are over.
This is Gene Smith. Please join Life Sports at The Ohio State University and the Ohio High School Athletic Association as we partner with the Susan Crown Exchange on its Million Coaches Challenge. Get involved and learn more at go.osu.edu/coachbi.
It is 60 degrees in Coshocton, and 9:32 is the time. We're going to have some open phone lines here in just a little bit. We are joined in the studio by our second and our final guest of the morning, and it is Jean Homchild, and she is here from 4-H. 4-H camp is coming up. Jean's here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning.
And 4-H camp, how did you get this job to share about 4-H camp with everybody?
Well, I'm on the adult staff that goes to camp every year. I've been going since 1999. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm the only one retired, maybe.
Okay.
And so I was available. Jenny's still on maternity leave with her new baby. And so they called and asked me if I'd do it. I said, sure.
Okay. Well, we usually talk about llamas or music. We're going to talk about 4-H camp this time. Camp Ohio, is that where it's located?
Yes, right outside of Martinsburg, mm-hmm. on Camp Ohio Road out there in the valley.
Okay, so not too far away from us. Now, is that camp used for 4-H members all across the state and the region?
Well, there's several 4-H camps around Ohio.
Okay.
And they use it for other things, too, out there. I know that the schools used to have a sixth grade camp, and they would go out there for 2 or 3 days with the sixth graders and do experiments and things out there. So they use that facility for other things. But primarily it's a camp for, like, Licking County, Knox County, Holmes County, our county, things
okay.
like that.
Okay, so right in the middle of all those yeah. those kinds. What all is there? How large of a place, of a property is it?
Oh, it's quite big, and there are girls' cabins and boys' cabins, and then they have outpost area, which is up at the pond, and then they have an adventure tower, which kids zip line down, It's big. When you have to walk it, it's quite big. And they have a shotgun area where they take kids out and they can and shoot clay pigeons and things like that.
Okay. So all the movies and TV shows we see about summer camp with the pond and the canoes and all that, this is it,
yeah,
right?
They have canoeing.
Okay. And when is summer camp for our local folks?
We got moved back. The past few years, we've been the end of July, which has conflicted with Ohio State Fair and sports starting and everything like that. This year, we're back to our July 5th through the 9th. And our theme is Camp away for the holidays. So it's a camp built around special holidays of the year. The first day we're going to do Easter. We're going to celebrate Easter, and I hear tell there's an Easter egg hunt going to happen.
In July.
Yep. And then the second day is more of our patriotic. It's Memorial Day, 4th of July, and we have a lot of great activities planned for that. One of them is a flag burning ceremony to show kids how they take care of flags that are tattered and torn and everything like that. And we also, maybe a special program of some outside people coming in with the military to help us out on that. We have our fall and Thanksgiving day the next day, and that'll be a little bit of maybe Halloween or harvest parties and Thanksgiving, and then we celebrate Christmas and New Year's, the last full day of camp. So it's really exciting. I mean, we have got some great programs coming in to camp to visit and everything, and plus the normal daily sessions that we have every day.
All right, so 5 days, July 5th through 9th, and what ages are invited or welcome, and what ages typically attend?
Usually, if the kids have to be at least 8 and in the third grade, and they go through junior high. And it's open not only just to 4-H kids, but it's open to non-4-H members, too. And we encourage them to come. And I do want to say, through the a generous donation from the Earl J. Patterson Memorial, he created a memorial scholarship before he passed away. And that he allotted money for kids who want to go to camp. And it doesn't have to be 4-H members. It can be non-members as well. They make this application and say it's to provide for in crisis or emergency or financial difficulties. A kid maybe wants to go to camp and they really can't afford it. They can apply for a scholarship and get maybe half of it or the whole camp paid for them. But the applications are due this Friday, May 20th, and that's important. You can get the applications, I think, on the County Extension Office website, or you can go stop by the Extension Office and pick up one. But that's a great thing, and we really are grateful to the Patterson family for doing that for us.
It's time to start making those summer plans, and a 4-H camp is in the mix. This Friday, May the 20th, is the deadline. Now, do the 8-year-olds and the 12 and 13-year-olds, are they all together in the same place?
Well, cabin-wise, no. We try and keep them in age groups in their cabin so they feel comfortable. And when a kid applies for camp, they can write down who they want as their cabin mate, and we try and match those up the best we can. But they have group sessions where they're in groups and they get to meet with other kids. And it's a great experience for getting to meet and make new friends when they're out there of all different ages. And then, of course, the big thing is the last night's dance. And we do slow dances, fast dances, line dances, and everything like that. And they intermix and things like that.
Okay. But different cabin arrangements for different ages, but the programming is all the same
right,
for everybody.
Right.
Okay. All right. And July the 5th through the 9th, we're talking with Gene Homschild about 4-H camp. And again, the application deadline is Friday, May the 20th.
That's for the scholarship.
The scholarship. Gotcha.
The scholarship.
Okay.
The deadline to apply for camp is June 3rd.
Okay. All right. I'm glad that we clarified.
And those
that.
Are two separate things. Okay. If you apply for the scholarship, you still have to make the application for the camp too.
Do a lot of the kids come year after year after year?
Oh yes, and they. In fact, we had a 4-H meeting last night with our llama club, and some of the kids are going, "Oh, I'm going to be a counselor when I get older." Mm-hmm. And they're 10 right now.
Yeah.
But they've been there a couple of years, and they're all in. They love it. And it's funny because you see these counselors who graduate and they're going on to college and everything. We have a final ceremony the last night where we say goodbye to them and give them a certificate or a plaque based on their experience and stuff. There's a lot of tears.
Okay. And the counselors, teenagers, typically in high school or
right,
high school
right.
juniors, seniors?
Okay. Yeah, freshmen through, we've got some freshmen. Freshmen through seniors are our counselors, and those kids do a great job. They put in a lot of hours to train to go to camp. We start in March, and they have bimonthly meetings where we train them and we teach them different things. And we have guest speakers. In fact, Judge Batchelor is going to come and talk to them about liability and how serious it is that you are responsible for kids. And our counselors have been wonderful.
Okay, and we're talking with Gene Homschild, 4-H camp, and scholarship applications need to be in by May the 20th, and applications for the camp itself, June the 3rd.
June the 3rd.
Okay, so you need to plan ahead. 4-H camp at Camp Ohio, July the 5th through the 9th. You ever take any llamas to camp?
And in fact, yes, we have.
You knew I had to ask you about llamas.
Yes.
Okay.
But this year, Sarah Jane Lindsay is one of the adult staff, too, and she's in charge of the life studies, and they do farm life. Well, during COVID, Camp Ohio kind of got rid of their farm animals because they didn't have the clientele to take care of them out there. But this year, one of Sarah Jane's kids, counselors on her staff, is one of my llama kids. Mm-hmm. And so they decided they would ask us if we would bring some llamas out and talk about how llamas work on a farm. So we're going to take a couple out there.
That's going to happen this year, huh?
Yeah, we're going to take a couple of llamas out there and let Emma Ward talk to them about how llamas are used on a farm.
Not to get too much off on that tangent, but I always enjoy talking to you about llamas. Do you take them around to show and to teach about them
a lot of
places?
Yes, we do. We've gone to preschools. We've gone to, and some of them are just therapy. We've gone to a couple rest homes because llamas will go up elevators or they'll walk upstairs or whatever, and we can go room to room. We don't have to worry about them going to the bathroom because they're community dung pile animals, so they won't go unless another one goes. So we've never had a problem with that, knock on wood. But, and we do parades, so we're getting ready for the Memorial Day parades. We're excited that those are back this year, so mm-hmm. we're going to be in the Memorial Day parades.
Okay, well, we will look forward to that. Let's take a quick break here. We'll be back around one more time with Gene Homschild talking about 4-H camp. And, again, registration deadline June the 3rd. If you're applying for that scholarship, May the 20th is the deadline there. And, Gene, what's the scholarship? How do you do that? How do you
Okay, it's a separate application, and you can get it through the County Extension Agent website, or you can go into the office and pick up one and fill it out, and you explain why you feel you qualify for this scholarship, and then they will award those. But you still have to fill out the camp camp application as well.
Okay, we'll be back around once again with Gene Homschild right after these words.
Staying on top of agriculture's latest trends and developments can be a full-time job. The new bi-weekly podcast from UPL Open Ag can help, hosted by veteran farm broadcaster Ken Root. The Root of the Matter is a frank and open conversation with some of the brightest minds in agriculture, exploring the topics that affect your operation, your livelihood, and your lifestyle. Look for The Root of the Matter wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or visit uplrootofthematter.com.
It came in waves, ruthlessly eliminating the toughest, hard-to-kill grassy weeds in wheat. Everest 3.0 herbicide delivers superior flush-after-flush control of wild oats and green foxtail. And Everest 3.0 is registered for use on yellow foxtail, barnyard grass, Japanese brome, and key broadleaf weeds that can invade your wheat and rob your yields. Ask your retailer about Everest 3.0. Always read and follow label directions.
This is Diana McKee with Catoctin County Jobs and Family Services. We will be accepting applications for the Summer Youth Work Program ages 16 to 24 and Exploring the Possibilities Program ages 14 and 15 through May 27th, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in the lower level of Job and Family Services. If you are between the ages of 14 and 24, have a child in the home under the age of 18, and are low income, you are encouraged to apply. Only completed packages will be accepted. If you have any questions, you can call 740-295-7573.
Are you in the market for some new floor covering? Well, Fisher Decorating Center has just what you need with prices you can afford. Hi, it's Kenzie again. And no, my dad has not changed the name to Kenzie's Carpets yet. But he has got some great deals on carpet, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Not to mention his huge selection of remnants that are always priced to move. So stop in today. That's Fisher Decorating Center, helping you make your house a home since 1946.
cloudy with numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this morning. In fact, we do have some more wet stuff moving through the western part of Coshocton County as we speak. Then mostly sunny this afternoon, though. Highs in the lower 70s. Chance of rain is 70%. For tonight, mainly clear. Lows in the lower 50s, and tomorrow sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Currently, it is 60 degrees in Coshocton. And we're back once again with Gene Homchild talking about the 4-H camp coming up at July the 5th through the 9th at Camp Ohio. And registration deadline is June the 3rd. Gene, you mentioned that you don't have to be a 4-H member to take part in it. Is there different prices or different tiers?
No, it's the camp fee is $130 whether you're in 4-H or non-4-H. And then, again, you can get a discount if you need financial assistance through the Earl Patterson Memorial Scholarship. And they offer camp lamps out there. We are partnered with Frontier Power, and they come out, and the kids can design and paint and put together a nice camp lamp and to take home. And that's, there's a fee of $6 for that. And other than that.
Do a lot of kids that are not part of 4-H indeed take part?
Yes, there is. And it's a great thing for kids in the summer when you're bored and you have nothing to do, and you're just tired of sitting around the house or whatever, or maybe you've been baling hay and you want something different. You can go to Camp Ohio and have 5 days of fun with kids your own age and just do a lot of different activities.
Gene, can you tell us a little bit more about the specific activities and the choices that the kids might have?
We have what's called Party at the Pole after cabin cleanup and breakfast in the morning, and that's where the kids can go to different areas for different, we call them sessions. There's archery, there's rockets, there's air rifle, there's a wildlife run, there's creeking, there's canoeing, there's tie-dyeing, there's crafts, there's and they have something out there called the flying squirrel that they work as a team, and you harness up and everything like that, and it's supervised, highly supervised, and the kids get to fly through the air like a squirrel.
Okay.
And then
is this a zip line type of a thing?
Adventure Tower is the zip line, and they can go to that too. And there's something new that I found out this year was they've put in a slingshot course or a slingshot target area and everything. So that's something we're going to have this year too, and the kids can get down there and practice their slingshot things and be safe with that. All the equipment's already out there. So they can just go and do whatever their little hearts desire.
You've got all the equipment, so certainly a lot of popular activities year after year. But how much does the programming vary or change from year to year?
We try to adjust it to what seems to be in the mood of kids these days and everything like that. Like my thing is I work with line dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an old school thing kind of, but the kids love to do that. So we teach the counselors, right? That's part of their studying right now is to learn these line dances. And then we go to camp and we teach all the kids, and it's really fun. The last night at the dance when the kids are all out there doing these line dances and just enjoying it. And they'll go home and they'll tell their parents, I learned to do the church clap. I learned to do Cotton Eye Joe. I learned to do Amos Moses. They know all these line dances now, and they're really excited about.
And what is the policy, if any, on cell phones, smartphones, and technology?
They don't allow any cell phones on camp. The counselors, of course, they have cell phones, but they bring them to us and sign them in with the adult staff, and we keep them there. And, you know, if an emergency comes up, we have a nurse on call that's there with us at the all time. And if we have a homesick kid, sometimes maybe if we can't convince them, we can talk, let them talk to home or something like that, let them find out everything's okay. But no cell phones. This is a time when they need to enjoy nature and just be making new friends.
So just to be clear, no sitting around and texting and playing games on the phone at all. You make exceptions if the need arises. How much do you deal with homesickness every year?
Usually a little bit, but, you know, it's usually that first night. And then after we get them going and get them to bed and they get to sleep and they get a good night's sleep, then we're good. And they get involved with going to different places. And the counselors have been trained to deal with homesickness, and we really don't have a lot of problems with it after the first night.
Well, you were sharing with us about the specific activities. I don't know if we finished or not. Is there anything else?
Oh, there's just so many of them. I don't think I could mention them all. And then we do some group activities, too, with the whole camp. one of the adult staff is Brandon Stewart, who used to be a llama person, but he's out there now as an adult staff, and he last year designed the kids, each cabin makes their own flag, and they can do whatever, the kids paint their own flag and everything, and when we go to campfire at night, they bring their flag and they have them all around the fire and everything. It's really cool. And the kids love doing that. So we kept that. And we've had boat building. We've had all sorts of things. We've made boats one year out of cardboard boxes and tape and let the kids design it however they wanted to do it. And then they picked one kid to get in the boat and go down the creek to see which one stayed afloat the longest. Okay. And that was a lot of fun.
Implying that they don't always float for long.
Oh, no. Some of them sink as soon as a kid gets in. So.
Okay.
But it's a lot of fun.
You mentioned campfire. Is that something you do every night?
Well, the first three nights, and then the fourth night is the dance. So okay. That's the big thing. But the campfire is quite entertaining. Usually there's involved with some pranking to counselors and to adult staff. They have challenges and things like that, and the kids seem to enjoy. That's one of the favorite things that I like to do is go to campfire because the counselors come up with really some ingenious things out there.
Okay. How much unsanctioned pranking goes on?
No, I don't want campers to think okay. that because they don't get all involved right. in that. It's usually the brunt end of it comes to the adult staff, and then there's a boy counselor skit versus a girls counselor skit, and they kind of get at each other a little bit on that. But the campers are free; they don't get pranked.
What are some of the activities that you would consider the most popular that the kids just love the most?
Well, they love crafts and they love pool or water polo. They play water polo out there, and they love. There's just so many. We really don't have any of them that don't have a big group going to them, and some of them are limited. Camp Ohio limits how many can be in an area on certain things, like air rifle. We're in a confined area and stuff like that, so only so many can go to that. But the kids, because they switch every day and they switch twice a day, they get to experience so many things. And if we have a big number of camp, like we've been up to close to 200 before out there, so each session's pretty well full.
Okay, and you mentioned the air rifle and some other things. I would imagine that safety certainly is a priority.
Oh, yes, and usually we have somebody from outside come in who's certified to teach that, and they spend a lot of time. I tracked out to Shotgun one year where they shoot clay pigeons just because I'd never been out there and I wanted to see it, and the gentleman that taught that class was phenomenal. I mean, and the kids have to stand back, and they wear earphones ear plugs and stuff, and they really, safety is a big thing at camp. They're not allowed to wear sandals or flip-flops unless they're going to the pool or to the restrooms, because we don't want injuries out there. Okay. We want everybody to be safe.
How about poison ivy? Has there been poison ivy issues, or is that something that's part of the initiation or consultation the first night?
Well, the camp staff that are out there, permanent staff, they do a great job of keeping that stuff at bay.
Yeah.
Where we are and when we go through woods and stuff like that, they have trails, and they keep that stuff at bay. And I don't think we've, maybe one or two. The nurse probably knows more than I do about that. But I don't remember any major fault with that
at
all.
Not something that's been a huge issue in the past. Gene, we need to take another break here before 10 o'clock. We'll come back and share whatever else you'd like about 4-H camp and give those deadlines and registration information once again right after these words.
In today's society, it has become common for people to select their own memorial, taking the responsibility off family members at the time of need. This allows for the design of the monument that best symbolizes their lives. A special monument can say so much about the person they represent. This is Tim Milligan from Milligan Memorials, and for 107 years we have been providing the honest answers and quality products your family deserves. Stop by Milligan Memorials at 1132 Cemetery Drive and let our family help you create your own special lasting memorial.
Call Milligan Memorials at 622-5833.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center is committed to prioritizing the safety of our patients. That promise of better care is reflected in our achievement of a Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade A for safety excellence and a top 10% ranking for patient safety in the nation from Health Grades 2 years in a row. We strive to be the gold standard of care and have demonstrated that pledge to every patient with our commitment to patient safety. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Our Memorial Day sale is going on the whole month of May with $2,500 minimum for your trade-in only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Save big this month at your local Napa Auto Parts stores. During May, you can save 25% on Armor All wipes. You can also save up to 40% on Blue Devil block sealer and head gasket repair, now starting at $14.99. For the right parts at the right price, stop at your local Napa Auto Parts stores in Coshocton or Dresden. Remember, your Coshocton Napa store is now located across from the bowling alley on South 2nd Street.
Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
222-222. Hi, this is Blake. I'm practicing. Do you rent a house or apartment? Do you pay too much rent? If you have 2 years on your job, lived at the same place for 2 years, we need to talk. Call me at 622-9791. Nobody will rent you a better house or apartment for less money per month than me. Call me at 622-9791. Ask me about my free rental deal. Also, I want to remind you we have 3 full-time experienced maintenance men ready to fix you up. The number to remember is 622-9791. Something else not to forget, I will pay you $100 for your moving expense. 622-9791. That's the only number you need to remember.
You've heard of White Woman Street and White Woman's Rock. Who was this white woman so memorialized in Coshocton? She was Mary Harris, the first identifiable resident of Coshocton, a Mohawk peace emissary, and a kind grandmother. The book, Mary Harris, The White Woman of the Ohio Frontier in 1750, describes her entire life with new archival evidence. Available exclusively at the Johnson Hummerkaust Museum for just $15.
It is 9:56, 60 degrees in Coshocton. 4-H camp coming up July 5th through the 9th. We'll have that registration information coming your way one more time before we wrap up. But, Gene, one thing that you mentioned during the break that you want to make sure that we talk about, and that's your cookout.
Yes, we have a night where we have a cookout up on the hill, and the whole camp goes up there, and you go by your group or your cabin, and you make your own campfire. You get your food and cook it on the campfire, and the kids really, really enjoy that. We make s'mores up there, and just they get to do that as a teamwork adventure, but they get to eat it, and that's one of the favorite meals. They also have what we call a backwards lunch, and that's when we get to eat dessert first and go backwards, and plus you have to wear your clothes backwards. So that's always a little challenging for some people, too. But a lot of fun. Just the big thing about camp is it's a time away to get to meet new kids, have fun, get to experience new things, and in a safe, healthy environment.
All right, and you pack quite a bit, as you have illustrated, over the course of a week, over 5 days.
Yes, yes, and we try, and like I said, the counselors are well-trained, and they have been working hard getting their stuff ready for camp, and I think that no matter what your interests are, there'll be something out there for you to do that you can enjoy.
Gene, can you share with us one more time if people want more information, registration deadline, scholarship application, et cetera?
Okay. Again, on the scholarship, if there is some difficulty and you have a child that wants to go to camp, the Earl Patterson Memorial Scholarship Fund is available, and you can make that application. That deadline is this Friday, May 20th, to get that application in. You can get that on the Extension website or from the Extension office itself. Please get that and get that filled out. It's not just for 4-H members. It can be for non-members as well. The camp application itself, again, available on the website or available at camp or at the Extension office. The deadline for that is June 3rd, and we hope that a lot of kids will want to come and be a part of our fun out there and get to experience new things.
All right. Gene, always a pleasure. Thank you for being here with us today. And we'll, if not before, we'll see you at the fair.
That's right.
All right. That's Gene Homschild from the 4-H. And again, 4-H Camp July 5th through the 9th. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Thank you.
Take a trip down memory lane with the Coshocton Public Library in a new mini-series for adults called Yesteryear. Each program will cover a few decades of history, covering everything from local events to pop culture to major world events. Programs will be held each Friday in June from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. please register at coshoctonlibrary.org or by calling 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Okay, folks, we have open phone lines for an entire hour starting right now. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. A lot of things going on in the world today. I suspect we'll hear about quite a few of them in our AP news here momentarily. We have sports, so we have travel, we have the weather, we have many other things that we can chat about as well. It is entirely up to you, so give me a call right now. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Cloudy with numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this morning, then mostly sunny this afternoon, highs in the lower 70s, chance of rain 70%. For tonight, mainly clear with overnight lows in the lower 50s, and tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. It's currently 60 in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just into us, we've now lost a million people in this country from COVID. Three out of four deaths were those 65 and older. More men died than women. White people made up most of the deaths overall. The number is based on death certificates compiled by the CDC. We are learning more about the white 18-year-old accused of killing 10 people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket during a rampage that targeted black people. He had previously made a threat at his high school, according to authorities. The AP's Julie Walker.
Police Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia says they went to Peyton Gedron's school last spring. He had a mental health evaluation, was released and off their radar, and the threat was not race-related.
It was a generalized threat, not a specific threat directed at a specific place or person.
Still, some are asking, was it a missed opportunity to prevent what would come later? Meanwhile, the community is grieving for the 10 black people he's accused of killing. Pastor Russell Bell.
These are people of our community, people who we love and we're connected to, and it just breaks our heart.
Police say Gendron targeted the store in the predominantly black neighborhood, traveling 200 miles from his home in Conklin, New York.
A shooting at a Houston flea market Sunday left two people dead and three more hospitalized, three people detained. A gunman opened fire at a church in Laguna Woods, California, killing one person and wounding five others before worshipers jumped him and tied him up until sheriff's deputies arrived. Orange County Undersheriff Jeff Halleck.
We believe a group of churchgoers detained him and hogtied his legs with an extension cord and confiscated at least two weapons from him. He was detained when the deputies arrived.
The undersheriff heard there on KABC. Sweden's announcing it'll join Finland in seeking NATO membership in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is AP News. Senator Chris Van Hollen has suffered a minor stroke. The AP's Jennifer King with the latest on this story.
The Maryland Democrat is being treated at George Washington University Hospital for a few days after suffering a minor stroke. In a statement, Van Hollen says he experienced lightheadedness and acute neck pain while delivering a speech in Western Maryland and sought medical attention after returning home on the advice of a physician. He says an angiogram indicated he had a small venous tear in the back of his head, but he'd been informed there were no long-term effects, and he expects to be back at work in the Senate later this week. He's the second high-profile Democrat to report suffering a stroke this weekend. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, the leading Democrat running for Senate in the state, was hospitalized in Lancaster after suffering a stroke as well. The 52-year-old said he's on his way to a full recovery. Jennifer King, Washington.
McDonald's says it's selling its business in Russia, another symbol of Moscow's increasing isolation over its war in Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It is 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, 60 degrees in Coshocton, and the phone lines are open. Some rough stuff there in the AP news with the COVID milestone and a couple of mass shootings across the country. We can certainly talk about any of those things if you would like. And from Ohio News, a group backing the legalization of marijuana for adult use in Ohio and Republican legislative leaders have reached a settlement that calls for a possible statewide legalization vote next year. The Coalition to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol sued Republicans earlier this month, anticipating GOP leaders would argue petitions gathered by the pro-marijuana group were submitted to the legislature too late for a November vote. The settlement calls for the group to resubmit petitions into the legislature on January the 3rd, allowing for a statewide vote next year. If lawmakers don't act on its proposal, the group will have to seek more signatures to get a legalization measure on the ballot. So your thoughts on that, legalization of marijuana, and I know I've said this 100 times before, but how rapidly societal attitudes towards marijuana have changed over the last, I'll say, 20 or 30 years. It's changed with quite a bit of rapidity. When I was a kid and the police officers came into school to lecture us about not using drugs, there was very little, if any, distinction drawn between marijuana and heroin and cocaine and, what some of the other street drugs were at the time. And now we have relaxed attitudes towards marijuana. The way that the winds are blowing, more and more states are legalizing the use of recreational marijuana. And I think it's ultimately coming to Ohio. So what do you think? Give me a call. It's 5 minutes after 10. Let's go ahead and take our first phone call of the morning now. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was listening to about that, kind of speaking a little bit about marijuana for a little quick second. Last week, or at least a week or so ago, an Upper Arlington student actually brought some marijuana gummies to school.
It was a little kid, and they thought it was leftover Easter candy, and a bunch of kids got sick.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that's kind of like has my worries about legalizing marijuana on that front a bit.
Yeah, and the gummies, the candies, they look just like gummy candies that you would get at the grocery store, and there have been other instances where they've been mistaken for candy as well, and it's my understanding that the parents are in a bit of hot water over it.
Yep, and especially some of them are actually starting to look like. And then last week or so ago, there was up in L.A. they actually had a story about marijuana with Cheetos, with hot Cheetos lays. But
on marketing it that way.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, because it kind of seems like how it looks like chips, and also and the Reese cups too.
Well, I guess it would save a step from using marijuana and then getting the munchies.
Yeah, but as I said, this is sometimes where it ends up. It's basically like what happened with kids. Kids, they think it's candy, and then something reason. Oh man, why do I feel sick?
Yeah,
sick, and then. Then I was just reading the Danesville Times Recorder though this morning. There's that one, the Muskingum County Sheriff Matt Lutz was actually testifying in front of Congress about a new law that bans like big cat exotic cats from ownership except for zoos and all that.
Yeah, I saw that story. I didn't read the details, but the sheriff in Muskingum County, he was the sheriff where the Thompson fellow released all the exotic animals a few years back, so he has had some first-hand experience with how owning exotic animals can go wrong.
Yep, and other states have actually, like where we have the ban on that, other states are following suit.
Yeah.
With us. Yeah, it's just been that was a sad whole ordeal, and then now I know you got talking about the mass shooting, that was just really, really sad. Sad and scary.
Well, it always is.
Yep, it shows how much, other than the being divided we are, and how much hate is being shown, and how much people are getting fed off social media with some of these posts, especially when you're seeing hate from like the 1% or the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers.
Well, regardless of what we think of those groups, I don't know how fair it is to compare them to somebody that actually goes out and carry out what this guy did. He tried to stream it. In fact, for a couple of minutes, successfully streamed it online. It was ultimately taken down, but he clearly wanted attention for it.
Yep. And sadly, sadly these mass shootings that always gets reported on, it's a broken record, Mike.
It's a regular thing.
Yeah. You never think that this would have happened. Some people just had that mentality, oh, this can never happen to us, until really something like this changes your mind.
Whenever something happens, invariably there'll be somebody that's interviewed thinking that will say, we never thought something like that could happen here.
Yeah. Yeah, as I said, the whole deal with Roe v. Wade. This is a very serious discussion that is getting to the whole debate about what should we do about updating our gun laws to make sure people are. It's not about. This is where we get the whole fear factor. Oh, Democrats want to take the guns away.
Well, guns and Roe versus Wade are two of the maybe number one and two of the hottest and most divisive topics in our country, and they have been for a while. There might be some others, but they're right up there.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. It's almost that and the death penalty, but that's a whole different story. But it's like, how do you find a solution with it without feeling like, oh, we're like, how do you find common ground?
Yeah, but these days, the compromise and common ground is very seldom a goal.
Yeah, it's like I wish that, because I can think of one solution that could help, but I just don't think anybody would ever consider the idea. Make a secondhand gun dealers who sell at gun shows all FFL dealers.
I don't know what an FFL dealer is.
It's a federal. It's where, in order to sell guns on a regular basis, they have to have a federal firearms license.
Okay.
Which is required by federal law. You have to make anybody who buys a gun legally go through a background check.
Yeah. Well, that's a proposal that has been. You're not the first one to suggest such a thing.
Yeah, but the problem is like any legislation that tries to follow a solution, that you have to go through that 60-vote threshold. If not, it basically is filibustered.
Yeah, we're divided along party lines. Nobody's going to argue that.
Yeah. Yep. But mainly it's just the whole, like, and then, but I know this, it's just, as I said, I'm just trying to keep, I try to keep it light as possible, but how do you have a serious conversation about it? You know?
Okay, yeah. Well, certainly we've talked about a lot over the last few minutes, and I don't know if it's light or not, but they are all issues that are facing our society today. Some directly in our community, some the whole country, and around the world. Before we wrap up today, because I thought of you yesterday when I was watching. Sports Center, the Cincinnati Reds, their pitchers did not give up a single hit yesterday.
Yeah.
But they still lost the game.
Yeah. Yep. And then now, it's as I said, it's one of those crazy things with the game. But as I said, I thought anybody might want to have a comment on that big cat article.
Okay.
There.
All right. Well, we can talk about that, the Reds, or anything else this morning. Thank you for calling. It is 13 minutes after 10. Phone lines are open until 11 o'clock this morning, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And caller, as he so often does, brought up a wide variety of topics that we can continue with, and didn't want to talk so much about sports this morning, but just to finish the thought, the Cincinnati Reds, who they've been playing better here over the last couple of weeks, but they still have the worst record in all of baseball, and yesterday was sort of an encapsulation of their frustration and futility so far this season. They had the positive of their pitchers pitching eight innings and not giving up a hit, and they still lost the game 1-0 to Pittsburgh. How can that happen? They didn't give up any hits, but they gave up some walks, and one of those walks scored on a fielder's choice, made an out, but was still able to score 1-0. That was in the eighth inning, and the Reds, I don't know, they only had three or four hits themselves, didn't score any runs, and they threw a technically, it's not a no-hitter because it doesn't go down in the books as a no-hitter unless the pitchers throw nine innings or more, and this was just eight innings, and there have been plenty of instances in the past where pitchers have thrown into the eighth inning and then lost the no-hitter in the ninth. So it doesn't count as a no-hitter, but they didn't give up any hits, and Pittsburgh didn't need that ninth inning to win the game. So we can talk about that or whatever else is on your mind between now and 11 o'clock this morning. 740-622-1560. Another caller that's been waiting for a little while, so let's get to that call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
This is going to be a quickie because I have to go somewhere. But anyway, I was watching TV last night, and they have a new liquid that they put on the flowers. This college is planting, you know, flowers and fertilizing them, giving them food. Now, what kind of food do you think you're going to give them?
Well, apparently you're talking about something that goes beyond, traditional
water.
Fertilizer and water.
Yes.
I don't know. What?
Try pee.
Oh, yes. I've got that story here, and I debated about whether to read it or not.
Should.
Well, now I'm going to, because just because the sixth grade Mike within me wants to read it.
Well, I know. That woman was telling she couldn't even hardly with a straight face even tell what to, she goes, kind of giggling and everything, tell you what they're doing. So they have it like in big containers with a spigot on in the where they're going to use it, and they just put it in a container and put it around your flowers. It puts the pee in the peonies, it says.
Yeah, let me see if I can find that story here. And
anyway.
I guess I'll get to it. We've got some other callers waiting.
Okay,
so I'm not gonna go that far down the rabbit hole just yet.
All
but
right.
Those that experienced with it, experimented with it. They call themselves the Whiz Kids.
Oh, ain't that cute? I don't know, but I think it'd be a stinking flower garden.
Well, I would think so too. And I have always, till I read this story, I have always been under the impression that that urine was not good for plants, that it would kill them. You know, if your dog pees in the yard, it leaves a brown spot.
But, you know, also, if a dog leaves the other thing,
then it grows.
Your grass, it gets real big.
then you get a little clump of tall grass and greener
yes.
grass there. But, I will, depending on how it goes the rest of the hour, I'll put that on hold and maybe circle back to it in a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see you, Mike.
Okay, thank you for calling. It is 10:17, and we'll be back here in just a moment.
When it comes to cereal disease protection, Prosaro Pro 400 SC fungicide from Bayer makes all the difference. With three effective active ingredients for overlapping control of foliar and head diseases, and a flexible application window for head scab, it's formulated to lower DON, protect yield potential, and promote superior grain quality. Prosaro Pro. The future of plant health starts here. Visit ProsaroPro.com to learn more. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
At Dean's Jewelry, we believe jewelry tells a story.
Whether it's the epic novel of a family heirloom passed down through generations,
or a romantic tale of the six-month dateversary necklace he bought you last week,
every story deserves to be told. And when you're ready to add a chapter to yours, commemorate the moment with a beautiful piece of jewelry from Dean's.
You won't find any plot twists here, just upfront pricing and full disclosure on everything we do.
Continue your story at Dean's Jewelry, Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
Hey there, this is Chris from The Glass House. The Glass House is the area's go-to stop for all your tattoo supplies, horror collectibles, and tobacco products. We have the largest selection of Delta 8, CBD, vaporizers, and glass pipes. So stop by The Glass House at 523 Main Street. We're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 7.
Cloudy skies today with numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this morning, then mostly sunny this afternoon, highs in the lower 70s. Chance of rain is 70%. For tonight, mainly clear with lows in the lower 50s, and for tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the lower 70s. And currently in Coshocton, it is 60 degrees. And we do have another caller waiting. I'm going to get to you here in just a moment. We do have on the phone, though, for a few moments this morning, Morgan Overby, and she is with the Ohio Department of Transportation District 5. And over the weekend, we learned that the project on State Route 16 resurfacing project, the beginning of that project has been delayed. And Morgan is here to share with us a little bit more about that. Good morning, Morgan. Thanks for being here today.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of give everybody an update because, you know, we sent out notification about the project starting, supposed to start today, and then immediately following sent out another update that said that it had to be delayed or due to unforeseen circumstances, and that was actually due to a sinkhole on State Route 541, which is part of the posted detour for the project. So that is getting repaired today. And so the State Route 16 reconstruction project is actually going to start on Wednesday this week, May 18th. And I just want to remind motorists what that looks like, because the reconstruction project, I mean, they're reconstructing the entire roadway of 16, taking it down to the dirt and building it back up between the Muskingum County line and Spittler Drive in the city of Coshocton. But they're going to be working in 2-mile increments, and the first 2-mile increment is going to be between 83 and AK Steel. So that is where they're going to be working, and traffic on State Route 16 will be maintained for westbound traffic. The westbound traffic will be able to go through regardless of which lane they're working in. Westbound traffic will always be maintained. State Route 16 eastbound traffic will have detour. So let's just say you drive to Newark every day from Coshocton to go to work. You will be able to go to work just fine. On your way home, you will have to detour. The posted detour is State Route 60 to State Route 541. There will be barricades at State Route 16 eastbound to at State Route 60. Traffic will be forced to use the State Route 60 off-ramp. Once you get there, you can follow the detour, 60 to 541. If you are local traffic on State Route 16 eastbound, and you, let's say you live between State Route 60 and AK Steel, you will be able to use State Route 60 on-ramp to access State Route 16 eastbound. But that is for local traffic only. We are encouraging everybody the posted detour of State Route 60 to State Route 541 if you are 16 eastbound traffic.
Last week we had a story about the village of Conesville, and they were concerned. In fact, they have a village ordinance about semi-trucks going through the village. What is ODOT doing, if anything, to help prevent those semis from being tempted to take that detour?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, physically detouring them and putting local traffic only signs on the ramp to 16 eastbound at 60, there's going to be a sign there that says local traffic only. So, ideally, you know, trucks are going to get off there at 60 and follow the detour to 541, 60 to 541. But we are working with the local stakeholders in the area if they are seeing issues on their roads. We have signs that we can put out that say no through trucks, that sort of thing. So we've been in contact with all local stakeholders, fire, EMS, and there is a game plan in place for when this closure does happen on Wednesday.
the unforeseen circumstances that was listed on the website did lead to some speculation. It is due to a sinkhole on the detour, State Route 541. How serious? You said you expect it to be fixed today, but where specifically is the sinkhole, and how serious is it?
So I actually do not have details on where exactly it is, but it's not that serious. They're just doing the repairs today and going to be filling it with concrete, and it's going to be taken care of. But the project will not start until Wednesday at this moment.
So is State Route 541, is traffic being maintained wherever the sinkhole is? It's being maintained while the repairs are underway?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Appreciate you calling and sharing that update and offering clarification. Anything else you'd like to share with us today about it?
Nope. If anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out to me, and sign up for updates. You can do so on our website, transportation.ohio.gov. Just scroll down to the bottom. Put your email in and sign up for our updates. So if anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out to me. It's Morgan Overby.
Morgan, thank you for being with us today.
All right, thanks.
That is Morgan Overby from ODOT District 5. And again, the beginning of the State Route 16 project, the first phase of it resurfacing, delayed for just a couple of days. The website said unforeseen circumstances. However, those circumstances turns out to be what is described as a sinkhole on State Route 541, which is the posted detour. They do expect the project to begin on Wednesday, which would be an indication that sinkhole is not that terribly severe, but they didn't want to start routing extra traffic along that road until the sinkhole is repaired. So it's going to start, but it's going to start on Wednesday. It is 10:25. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Call the Jeff Drennan's Ford Sports Line at 623-9867. Hi, I'm Adam Peters. Join us for our Memorial Day sale with $2,500 minimum for your trade-in during the whole month of May. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford.
This is Rebecca Armstrong, professional organizer and owner of An Organized Journey. I am honored to participate in Leadership Coshocton County's Class of 2022. LCC has developed my skill set while discovering my hidden strengths. I am now a more positive and effective leader, both personally and professionally. LCC's learning opportunities encourage the building of a stronger community. Become part of Coshocton County's future. Apply today at CoshoctonFoundation.org or call 740-622-0010.
Community Hospice, your local nonprofit hospice, is looking to add teams for their second annual Spring Swing Golf Outing fundraising event. Spring Swing is May 26th at River Greens Golf Course. Registration and lunch start at 11:30 a.m. Enjoy a day of golf fun and contests while supporting patient care. For more information, call Mona at Community Hospice, 330-663-6490, or email msayre@myhospice.org.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Stop by the John Hinderer Honda Service Center for your complimentary AC check or schedule vehicle service and receive a free 120-point inspection and a car wash. If you need an auto detail, take advantage of our $179 special. The John Hinderer Honda Service Center, next to our Honda store on Route 79 and Heath, or HinderHonda.com.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
While we may disagree a lot, we do agree Rural King's our favorite place for spring planting.
Yeah, but we've got to focus. Roses, a couple flats of impatiens, and a spade.
A shovel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking tiller.
Oh, we do not need a tiller.
Wait, a mower. Those new zero turns are sweet.
Focus. Roses, mulch, shovel, impatiens.
Jeez, talk about impatient.
Can I help you?
Yeah, chainsaws.
Let's go.
I'm almost done mowing this section.
Ridiculous.
Just
Are you starting to question your gambling?
Or the actions of someone you love?
It may be time to talk to someone who understands.
Call the Problem Gambling Helpline today and talk to a trained specialist.
There's no judgment and no commitment.
Plus, it's completely free and confidential.
We're here for you. You are not alone.
And remember,
we all have the power to change.
With the Problem Gambling Helpline of Ohio.
Make the call today.
Call the Problem Gambling Helpline of Ohio at 1-800-589-9966.
The weather is brought to you by Stewart Interiors, your interior design center. For craftsmanship and quality in your next interior design project, choose Stewart Interiors. See Stewart Interiors at their new location, 520 Main Street in Coshocton, right in front of Sprint Print.
Cloudy with numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this morning, then mostly sunny this afternoon, highs in the lower 70s. Chance of rain, 70%. Tonight, mainly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Currently, it is 60 degrees in Coshocton. We have open phone lines until 11 o'clock. And let's get back to the phones now. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, my name is Bobby. And my husband and I live here in town. And we just got eviction notice, 3-day notice from our landlord, which is a doctor, and her husband is a construction worker. R&B Hall Properties, LLC. And we don't think it's right because I'm a heart patient. We have nowhere to go. And just because we wanted to, just because we helped an elderly 74-year-old man, they want to kick us out. The man is gone, and I don't see how that's right.
Well, obviously something, and you know, your circumstances certainly are extenuating circumstances and issues that I'm sure that could drum up some sympathy. This is an issue that is between ultimately between you and your landlord.
Right, I understand that, but I mean, it's not like we owe him any money. My husband and I are broke because we pay our rent and bills, okay? Usually people get eviction notices when people don't pay. But in this case, we're getting evicted and we paid.
They don't have no tenant and landlord rights in this town. This town is very corrupted. It really is.
I mean, this, and I was born and raised here and I never seen nothing like it.
Okay, what reason are you being presented with for eviction? It wouldn't make sense for someone...
Because we let a 74-year-old homeless man, the guy was 74 years old, we let him sleep in the garage for 2 days. So they're kicking us out for that.
Okay. All
yeah,
right, well...
Because we're on 78 and we weren't supposed to have him, but he was homeless, what were we supposed to do?
I mean, people don't have hearts anymore. My husband and I tried to have a heart, and look where it got us. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, she's a doctor. Everybody knows who she is, Betty Gwen Hall, and her husband is Randy Hall.
Well, we're not gonna call out any specifics. Obviously, it's a difficult time that you are going through here, but we're not gonna call out the landlord and try it here on the talk show. So if you need to take any legal action, I certainly would recommend that you do so. All right.
I'm sorry about that, sir. I'm just irritated.
Okay. Clearly you are. All right. Well, it's 10:33. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And a dispute between a landlord and a tenant, quite clearly, and emotions are running high, but we've heard part of one side of the story. It's at 10:33. Let's take our next phone call now. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mike, I just got a quick comment about this gun control. Do you think if they would have a more severe punishment, people don't take action, you know, accountability for their actions, and the people that want to take everybody's guns don't want capital punishment either? And I think it goes kind of, if you make people accountable and you know, give a severe sentence for committing these crimes, do you think that they would slow down?
Well, I guess the premise is I don't know that all people that are for gun control want to take away all guns. And secondly, I don't know that all of those are against capital punishment and holding accountable those that commit these crimes as well. So I don't know.
Yeah, like up in New York, I mean they don't have life in prison. The worst they have, they don't have a death penalty.
Okay.
I mean, you end up and kill nine people, I'm sorry, but I believe in the death penalty. You do that for somebody that kills that many people.
Yeah. Sure.
But that was just my quick thought, is if we'd have more severe punishment for these people that commit these real bad crimes like that, I think they would think twice about doing them.
All right. Well, thank you for your thoughts.
All right, thank you.
It is 10:35. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And some states have death penalties, some do not. What are your thoughts on death penalties and on punishment for mass shootings or violence in general? Take someone's life? Should you pay for it with yours? Are there extenuating circumstances for that? Give me a call and let me know. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And could that have an impact? I don't know. There are those that, you know, some of the shootings that we have had in the past, the shooter has taken their life at the end or has been killed by police, indicating that there are some that don't care whether they die or not. However, that might not be the case with all, so what are your thoughts? Give me a call. We'll be back right after these words.
Spring into summer at J&R Door with some great specials during the month of May. This month only, receive a 25% discount on installation of all products sold at J&R Door. Or receive a free Genie 1028 opener with the purchase of a Wayne Dalton 8300 residential garage door. Or qualified buyers can get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Take advantage of one of these great specials during the month of May only. Every purchase will enter you into a drawing for free giveaways. That's J&R Door on 36, or give them a call at 623-2782.
Sandcast is excited to be hiring production employees for their cast iron foundry in Coshocton. Candidates capable of passing a drug test and willing to work third shift should apply. The position has a starting wage of $19 per hour for general laborers and $16.50 for light duty, 35-pound max, plus 60 cents differential for third shift. There's also an $850 attendance bonus every 4 months, and all new employees start day one with competitive medical benefits, 401k matching up to 6%, able to earn 2 weeks vacation during the first year with an additional 3 paid personal days, and overtime is available most weeks. Apply online by visiting the WabTech website at wabtechcorp.com/careers and enter Coshocton as the location.
Every volunteer firefighter is driven by a different inspiration. For some, it's the passion for serving their community. Others want to set an example for their kids. Or it could just be the sense of family that comes from working with neighbors. What fuels your fire? You don't need prior experience to join. Find out more information by calling 740-502-3809 or stop by the Jackson Township Fire Department, 887 State Route 541 West, just outside of Coshocton. Paid training may be available for those who qualify.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Our Memorial Day sale is going on the whole month of May with $2,500 minimum for your trade-in only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
The Treasure Trove in Newcomerstown has the area's largest selection of estate items, hardware, household goods, pet supplies, glassware, toys, tools, comics, antiques, collectibles, vintage items, and consignment items. With over 4,000 square feet of inventory, you'll find something to take home from the Treasure Trove, 223 West Main Street in Newcomerstown. Open daily from 10 to 5.
Cloudy with numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this morning, then mostly sunny this afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. Chance of rain is 70%. For tonight, mainly clear. lows in the lower 50s, and for tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the lower 70s. Currently, it is 60 degrees in Coshocton. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning, and that each time we have a mass shooting in the United States, and it does seem to be a regular thing anymore, the debate is renewed about a lot of really different aspects to look at, whether it's gun control and trying to keep the guns out of the hands of those that would do wrong. In the case of our last caller, what about those that do commit these crimes? What about the death penalty? Some states have a stricter death penalty criteria than others. Some don't have a death penalty at all. So what are your thoughts? Do you think that the death penalty or stricter penalties would be a deterrent for mass shootings or gun violence in general? Give me a call. If you would like to talk about something else, 740-622-1560 or 1567 or 545-9284. And we have nothing but open phone lines up until 11 o'clock. We'll be back in just a moment.
With the first big holiday just a few weeks away, we have a deal for you. Hi, I'm Craig Abner, the sales manager at the Jeff Drennan Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealership located here in beautiful Coshocton. Help us celebrate this Memorial Day all month long. Are you and your family thinking about a summer vacation, ball games, taking a road trip? Well, we're here to help. We have a great selection of third-row vehicles to haul you and your team anywhere you're heading. Our lot is full of clean, dependable, safety-checked vehicles priced just right. Make Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram your first stop and see for yourself why so many people choose us for their vehicle needs. Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Coshocton.com.
MVHC Urgent Care provides health care without the wait. Their locations offer extended hours and are fully equipped with X-ray and lab services. You do not have to be an MVHC patient to utilize their urgent care services. Visit one of their convenient locations in Coshocton for all of your urgent health care needs.
Only Best Heating and Air can give you authentic Lennox quality and service for your home's heating and cooling needs. They're the people you know and trust right in our community. With regular annual maintenance from Best Heating and Air, you can keep your air perfect year-round and your home's heating and cooling system running at peak performance. Think Best Heating and Air to keep your system running perfectly season after season. Call 740-545-9400 today or visit online at www.bestheatingandac.com to schedule an appointment today. Dealer license number 30482.
It is 1041, 60 degrees currently in Coshocton, and let's take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air. Whoops, let's try it now. Okay, now you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Okay with you. Can't complain. Hey, I've been wanting to talk about something for several weeks. I just think it's such a great idea that they're going to make a little park or boat ramp out of where Skip's recycling was there, where County Road 1A comes in and goes over the bridge.
Yes.
It looks better and better every time I go by. And the weirdest thing is when you're coming out of town, you can look over and see that old pylon where I don't know if it was a railroad that went over to Lee's Empire Mill,
mm-hmm.
or it was the road at one time, you know, to Roscoe. And that's kind of a cool thing standing there. You don't see those every day.
Yeah, I noticed that last time I was through there as well, yeah.
It's been there forever.
Right.
And so on. But, you know, I think it was good because I was touching base with the county commissioners about making sure that they had compensated the family for that, and they had. And, of course, they were interested in, I guess, having it be something different than it had been, the family was. And so it's quite a nice, really a nice thing there. And it just does a much better job of saying, hey, you're coming into town now than other things. I mean, that 1A always was an interesting road my whole life there once you've turned off. And of course, years ago, that was about the only way into town from up above Coshocton. So I just thought that was a great idea. And I'm really thrilled to see they started to work on the Selby building. And I, you know, it showed a picture in the Tribune of a crane from Capitol Capital Crane of Columbus, Ohio. I thought, oh, yeah, they all probably brought it all the way from Canal Louisville because their yard is just down the street from where I'm at. And I think that'll be a great thing is to have that restored. That might be the thing that would help turn a corner downtown, that and the Pastime Theater if they ever can get to it. So, yeah, that's something I've been wanting to talk about, you know, because I can be kind of negative at times, so I thought, well, it's time for something positive.
Well, you know, you fit right in when you do that. But yeah, we need some positives as well. And just a couple of comments on both of those things. County Road 1A. There are those that are saying that the county and the city and those that are maybe putting too much emphasis on that. There are others that say, well, it's getting better, but it's not happening fast enough. But if you look back as to what County Road 1A looked like just 10 years ago, and now there is a marked improvement. And except for the Three Rivers Bridge, it's, well, I don't know which one's more traveled. Probably the Three Rivers Bridge, the Memorial Bridge, but it is one of the major entrances into to town, especially for those that aren't necessarily from here. So it's beautification, it presents our city much better than, you know, what it did 10, 15, 20 years ago. The Selby Building, again, there was not unanimous thoughts on how to proceed with that, but the renovation it will be. I'm looking forward to seeing what it looks like inside and out when they are done, and hopefully it will be purpose, the centerpiece of downtown Coshocton, which, by the way, Main Street and downtown Coshocton, the use of some of those old buildings that we are seeing, again, not fast enough for some, but in my opinion, my observations, moving in a positive direction rather than the negative direction that we were moving in for so many years.
Sure, and I struggle to see how they'll all be used unless they're converted into some kind of semi-upscale housing, as I think the one party has been doing with the old, well, it was an old small hotel at one
yes.
time above Carroll's there. I think they're going to have to become some kind of a nice housing. And then the place Kitty Corner from Selby up there over, I'm trying to think what was in there. Well, it was one of the cart and shoe stores, that building. That was redone about 40 years ago into pretty nice apartments upstairs because Vivian Williams lived in one, and I visited her up there one day to ask her about one of her pieces of artwork that I had. And it was pretty nice, kind of airy and nice, overlooking Main and Sif there. And hopefully they can get those restored too, because I don't know, there's two or three apartments up in there, I think. And I just think that's got to be the future of a lot of the second stories along Main Street, is they're going to have to go back to being apartments of some sort or another that are nice, not, you know, not kind of icky. So that's, I don't know. I do really hate to be pessimistic, but you look around and you just kind of get a little bit nervous about things. But and I guess the when I finally got the radio flipped on this morning, the first thing you were talking about was the thing about gun stuff. I don't know what the answer to that is. I think the answer to that is more mental health treatment. I don't think it's either of anything else.
Well, and that is a factor, yeah.
I mean, I think it's a huge factor. Every person that gets involved in one of these and is the person that commits the crime has gone over some kind of an edge for some reason. And as I get older, I start to see how that could probably happen, you know, especially since we're kind of divided up in our tribes these days, that it just really it really boils down to mental health care and having access to mental health care. And the homeless on the streets, I'd say 75% of that is mental health issues. And I don't know, I still think there's a huge segment of our population that if they've never had any mental health issues in their family, or they've been very minor, they don't see that that's a condition. That's a, something that needs treated. And there's hardly enough people to treat it, I don't think, you know, these days. And then everything that comes with it, you know, all the factors and accompanying side effects. So I think that's the thing, you know, if there was no, there's still a stigma attached to it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I mean, don't you think so?
Beth, and I don't know if you were listening or not, Beth Cormack was with us last week from Coshocton Behavioral Health Choices.
Yeah.
The month of May this month is Mental Health Awareness Week. A lot of different ways to explore it, though, and I would agree with you, or I think would be in agreement, that if somebody is moved to the point where they are going to commit mass murder, to me, that defines mental illness right there. You got to have something that snapped to do that. We always have 20/20 hindsight. There's always indications that pop up that seemingly were not detected or ignored or were ignored. But by the same token, yet you don't know that that's an indication that somebody's going to do what they ultimately do until they do it. And so it's
right.
it's really and I agree with you that mental health is an issue, but there's it's a balancing act as well, whether somebody is has a mental illness and is going to commit violence, or whether they are just angry or eccentric or something else. It's it can be a tough call, but again, after the morning after, the days following an incident, hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah, and you know, the access to guns, you can say, well, one, you got to enforce all the existing rules. You can't circumvent them, and I think they're being circumvented left and right these days at certain gun shows and certain private sales that people can, I don't know the exact laws, but there's ways around this, the checking of people that probably have been decreed, it's been decreed that they shouldn't have a gun, but they can still get one. And I bet a good proportion of people that shouldn't have one right now, just because it's so easy to do, and we've always felt for so many years that that's something you really need. You know, it's like having a set of dishes in your kitchen. And, I mean, I thought that at one time too, and I still do to some extent, but you don't need enough armament to blow up Fort Knox. You know, that some people probably have squirreled away, you know, right in this part of Ohio for sure. So, well, anyway, I don't want to veer off into anything too negative, but I just thought, and then go back to 1A for a minute.
Okay.
If they ever get that path built up along there that I went to a meeting about, that would run from downtown clear out to like the Walmart area, you know, because I guess, you know, they've found people and I'll use all the wrong initials and stuff. The regional government associations
yes.
and stuff are saying, hey, there's grant money available. We should run this out there. And a group of us at this meeting gave them various ideas. And well, actually, it was going to come clear to Canal Louisville.
Yes.
And run up
through Canal Louisville, right?
Yeah. And we gave them some ideas of, hey, I said, don't go around that big curve where the old fire station used to set, because people get mowed down. You know, you're going to have to turn and go up one of the streets and back on where people can see the people riding in golf carts or whatever they're in and the others. But, you know, they've caught people going up along there anyway, you know, and sometimes in the dark. So it's probably better to do something like this. If it could be done, and I suppose it could function as a bike path too, if a person is careful with a bicycle. So anyway, I guess I kind of will leave it at that. You'll be ashamed of me because my tomatoes are just now sprouting. So I'm going to have late tomatoes if you need any this year.
I made a mistake. It was almost a tragic mistake. I was just a little too aggressive in hardening off, and most of the ones that I took outside are showing some ill effects of it, although I don't think that it's serious enough that they aren't going to make it. I was not gentle enough hardening them off.
Yeah,
but I've got a few of them in the Well, I've got two of them in the buckets now, and in a few peppers. So, yeah, the hardening off is a step that you don't want to skip.
No, and I had forgotten about it for several years till someone pointed it out to me. But this year, I've circumvented that problem by planting the seeds to start with in a giant pot on the south side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just take the seedlings out of there after they're so big,
yeah,
and move them out to the garden. But I don't think I'm going to have a big garden. I've got a lot of other home improvement things to do, and I think as much as I love gardening, I'm just going to have to let it go.
Well, when you, they might come a little week or two later than others, but you'll have tomatoes this year.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. I will. That and all my gladiola bulbs froze. I put them in a place in the basement that I thought would be perfect, and yeah, it was perfect. It was perfectly cold, too cold, and I lost half my gladiola bulbs over the winter. I got them out, and I'm like, what's wrong with these? And I realized they're frozen and you know, starting to rot. So, well, that's it for today. So, thanks for listening.
All right, well, thank you for calling. It is 5 minutes till the top of the hour, and I'll be back one more time right after this.
Take a trip down memory lane with the Coshocton Public Library in a new mini-series for adults called Yesteryear. Each program will cover a few decades of history, covering everything from local events to pop culture to major world events. Programs will be held each Friday in June from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Please register at coshoctonlibrary.org or by calling 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
WTNS is looking for the right person to join our team. If you want to help local businesses with their marketing needs, we want to talk with you. If you want to learn more, find out by calling me, Chris Wallace, at 622-1560 or by emailing your information to WTNS993@yahoo.com. Again, that's WTNS993@yahoo.com. WTNS AM/FM is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
If your skin could talk, would you listen?
As your skin, I forgive you. I forgive you for poking and popping me when I broke out at 14. I forgive you for that awful belly ring hole you left in me when you were 15. I forgive you for damaging me before prom, on spring break, and at tanning salons when you were 16, 17, 18. But I'm your skin, and if you continue to tan, I hope you can forgive me. Forgive me when wrinkles begin to show and I start developing age spots. Forgive me if I develop melanoma when you're only 22. So please, I'm asking you to stop. Stop tanning now. Our future depends on it.
Protect your skin from melanoma, the second most common cancer in young women 15 to 29 years old. And protect your future. Learn more at spotskincancer.org. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
That's 2 minutes till the top of the hour, and I am going to leave you with this today, and somewhat of a light topic, and I read this story. Saw it earlier, I'm like, nah, I'm not going to read that, but a caller brought it up, so I am duty-bound to share this with you. From Ann Arbor, Michigan, the University of Michigan, no less, this gives the whole new meaning to watering one's garden. Two researchers at the University of Michigan are emphasizing the P in peony. Nancy Love and Krista Wigginton have been applying urine-based fertilizer to heirloom peony beds at the school in Ann Arbor before the flower's annual spring bloom, and it's worked. Now the Whiz Kids, if you will, Whiz Kids, they want to get the word out about how nutrient-rich urine could have environmental and economic benefits. One right off the bat is that a recent study found using recycled urine could lead to big reductions in greenhouse gas emissions and energy. And unfortunately, we do not have time to explore that story any farther. Although, up until now, I have always been of the belief that urine wasn't good for plants, or at least your lawn. Just because when a dog does it, you get a dead spot. Right? Well, maybe we can talk more about this tomorrow. Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening today. We do have tournament baseball coming your way this evening on WTNS. Buckeye Local takes on Coshocton at Coshocton. Airtime 4:45. First pitch is scheduled for 5 o'clock. And we would like to thank, the folks from Community Hospice for joining us. Their golf outing is coming up here in a few days. And also thanks to Gene Homschild from the 4-H campus coming up as well. And I want to thank Morgan Overby from ODOT for joining us for a few moments this morning as well. 60 degrees currently in Coshocton on our way to the lower 70s. This is WTNS.
Listen to the WTNS communication lines Monday through Friday from 9 until 11 a.m. on WTNS FM 99.3 or online at my.wtnsradio.com.